We have Rhea here.
What up?
Hello. This is literally the very, very terrifying experience.
Right. Why?
Now. Okay, it's because like I was thinking about it today, and I was like, I've never been on the other side of the couch, or like the other side of like
the other side of the couch.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Just like I always interview people, and I'm so fine with that. And I also like can do the research and like kind of like stalk them.
Yeah.
But like, I hate being interviewed or even talked to about things.
But I would argue that we don't interview. I mean, do I guess
we've become more of an interviewee.
But here's the thing, though. You as a friend, we didn't like. This is why I was like, we got to get a pod going quick, and that's why I hit you up today. And I was like, well, we've been talking about this before. It's not like I just hit you up.
This
today
is like a 6 month ongoing conversation.
Yeah, but this is the way we do shit, though. Where I'm just like, we're gonna call, like you're gonna just like get the call, and it's like, all right, today or tomorrow, which you decide. Which one is it? We got to do this now.
Damn.
But it's also because you dropped cuntmag.com.
Yeah,
is it that was
.com?
Kind of
is it .com?
Yeah, I'm so surprised I got that fucking URL or whatever.
So it's cuntmag.com. I mean, I've been on the site. I just didn't type it in.
It's
myself.
Just like I thought they were gonna like flag it and like take it down, because for like the first month of me like having it, like the domain, it was just like it wouldn't load. So I was like, fuck, they know, like it's like what, the internet feds or something. I don't know.
I wonder if like you're gonna get like random like porn traffic.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
That could be like good for you.
Yeah,
that's
that would make sense.
Like you should have called it like cunt hub.
Oh my god, no! It's like what's that thing on Bloor and Lansdowne? What's it called? The convenience store that has the fucking domain. If you like click, like put it in your fucking search browser, it takes like a porn porn site.
What?
Really? Do you not know this?
No.
Okay.
Explain this.
So I don't know if it's the convenience store, but it's like somewhere there.
And the convenience store
like,
is where?
It's like Bloor and Lansdowne, I'm pretty sure. It's like the one by the subway.
Okay.
And I don't know what the URL is, but I know it takes you to like a seeking type escort site, I think. I think it's just because they didn't like renew the domain and someone took it.
But is it
or
like,
something
is,
like that.
Is it like a porny sounding domain?
Yeah. It is. I can't remember what it is, though.
It's like, fuck. It's like milkjug.com or something.
What porn are you going to?
No, because you've seen that. There's that convenience store at like St. Clair and something that's called like, I think it's called like Milk Jug or something like literally called something like that. That's why
oh
I said.
Oh my God. It's like 40-year-old men who are naming this shit. They have the minds of a 15-year-old boy,
no,
basically.
I think it was like in like the 70s or the 60s when you could go.
Which
get
I
like
feel
a
like would be
milk.
Worse, though.
And there were no URLs back then.
Oh my God. I don't know what it's called. It has like body in it. So yeah. I think that's like the big thing.
True.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about Cunt Meg. Let's just, I guess, go into it because I'm curious about what, I mean, we know what Cunt Meg is, but how would you describe Cunt Meg to someone? Because I've tried to explain it to people and like, I mean, you would do a way better job.
Someone called it like a meme page the other day.
Uh-huh.
Someone called it a meme page at Bowie, actually. I was like, I'm never fucking coming back to this bar ever again.
You know that's not true.
No, that's not true. But it's like, it's just a publication, but it's not. It's sort of just like documenting all of Toronto nightlife and arts, or as much as we can.
Uh-huh.
And it's like me and Lucy, and then Shalil and Harry Wright as well, who are like two other fantastic writers. But it's, it's pretty much just that. And then it became, from me shitposting on my personal account, I was like, oh, I can just do it here.
Yeah.
So I'll like make, I have a problem. I'm like addicted to Instagram. I saw one day, I was like, I made a story every 30 minutes between
crazy.
Like 8 hours. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me? And then thank God that I fucking, what's it called? I got taken down for like 12 hours.
Oh yeah, you got flagged.
Someone
flagged you.
I don't know what it was. I think it might've been, I don't know what I said that day. I said something about like the Dundas street name being changed.
Uh-huh.
And then I like put this like one account's like, what's it called?
The Change.
Change.org thing. And I was just like shitting on it. And then like 2 hours later, it was gone.
I hate how like criminally online I am that like you like posted that. And I was like, oh, I'm already aware of this shit. Like, I need to log off because like I have the same problem, except I don't post. I like rarely post. And like, but I guess from what you're kind of saying, Cunt Meg is girl cold pot.
Oh God, don't say that. That's really fucked up. And it's so funny because Lucy and I have tried to record a fucking podcast.
You
like,
did?
Like maybe three times. But the first one that we did, we went to like Lucky Shrike, got drunk there, came back to mine, and I had a bottle of absinthe. And like we drank just such a little amount, but we don't remember anything we said after like the 30 minute mark.
It's harder than you think.
And
I know.
It was 2 hours. And I listened to it. I was like, we can't publish this anywhere. And then we went on live after. And I don't know what the fuck.
That sounds like the absinthe talking.
Yeah. And I lost that bottle. I hid it that night somewhere because I was so scared. and then I don't know where the fuck it is now.